AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A disappointing night at FedEx Field as the Redskins drop their home opener to the Pittsburgh Steelers 38-16. Quarterback Kirk Cousins.
We'll just, have to, learn from it. We got hit in the mouth a little bit, and it'll be good for us as a team to rally from that and get to work this week. I think we'll come back with a stronger performance next Sunday.
And that's when the Skins will host the also 0-1 Dallas Cowboys. San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick knelt once again during the national anthem at last night's 49ers-Rams game. Teammate Eric Reid once again knelt by his side in solidarity. Correspondent Dan Simon says fan reaction was mixed.
When it happened, everybody was silent. You know, I talked to people after it happened, and I would say the crowd is evenly split. I do have to say, though, I saw a number of people wearing the number 7 jersey, Colin Kaepernick's jersey, and by the way, it is the number 1 selling jersey in the NFL store.
No Rams players appeared to kneel as part of that protest. Hillary Clinton will be spending the day again today resting at her home in New York after a diagnosis of pneumonia. And Clinton says in an interview with CNN's Anderson Cooper that she has been forthcoming about her health.
You've got a medical report on me that meets the same standard as Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Donald Trump's doctor said he'd be the healthiest president in history. That's just not even serious. And I've released nearly 40 years of tax returns. He hasn't released one.
But Maryland Congressman Andy Harris, who is also a physician, says, no, we don't have the full picture on Hillary Clinton's health.
This were an isolated incident, but it's not. You have seen the videos of her during speeches, for instance, just stopping and looking like a deer in the headlights. The ones where she develops, jerky motions. I mean, there's something else going on.
Harris spoke on WMAL's Drive at 5. Miami-Dade officials are trying to contain the spread of Zika-carrying mosquitoes by spraying pesticides. Florida now has 64 cases of Zika from local mosquitoes, and they're looking for some help from Washington.
Democrats and Republicans blame each other for the Zika funding impasse. President Barack Obama proposed a $1.9 billion bill back in February. Republicans proposed a $1.1 billion bill and got it through the House, but Senate Democrats blocked it, saying there were strings attached, like restrictions on funding for Planned Parenthood. That angered Republicans like House Speaker Paul Ryan.
The Senate Democrats voted 3 times to block this. They need to get past the politics and work with us to protect the public.
I'm Andrew Spencer.
With the MGM National Harbor Casino getting ready to open in the next couple of months, Maryland's current leading casino is upping the ante, hoping you'll play and stay.
Later today, ground will be broken on a new $200 million hotel at Maryland Live, which will include 310 guest rooms, 52 suites, and a 1,500-seat concert venue. Dr. James Carmel, a gaming analyst at Hartford Community College, says it'll help with MGM about to open a casino at the National Harbor.
An attempt to at least minimize how many players they might lose in that way by adding an amenity that's not dissimilar from what the MGM National Harbor property is going to be able to offer.
The new complex will open in early 2018. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A new Virginia legislative report says the financial impact of the state's regulation on manufacturers hasn't changed significantly since 2005. Of the regulations that have changed over that period, the report says nearly half actually cut costs or increased flexibility in complying with the regulation. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,325, the NASDAQ at 52,12. Sports, the Steelers overpower the Redskins on Monday Night Football. The late game, the 49ers beat the Rams. Baseball, the Nats win their fourth straight. The O's lose to Boston. WMAL News Time, 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Doctor of Democracy.
Rush Limbaugh here, the EIB Network.
Thrilled to be with you.
Rush, weekdays at noon.
You know, folks, you're going to have to learn to trust me.
Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you're driving behind a bus, allow a greater following distance than if you were driving behind a car. It'll give you more time to stop once the yellow lights start flashing. It's illegal in all 50 states to pass a school bus that is stopped to load or unload children. The area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children, so stop far enough back to allow them space to safely enter and exit the bus. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Need your house cleaned? Then you need Hadid. Go to JoeHadid.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland getting to 270. That's the obstacle right now on I-70 eastbound. Right as you come up to 270, watch for the crash. Then once you merge on to 270, hit the first set of that delay, the volume as you cross the Monocacy, and that takes you off and on down to Hyattstown. It's one of our busiest areas right now. Starting to just see a little bit of volume on 95 heading south of the ICC toward the Beltway, but you're still moving pretty well. On the outer loop of the Beltway, it looks like incident is going to be after George Avenue, but before you get to Connecticut Avenue. So right around that curve between George and Connecticut, outer loop stretch of the Beltway for the incident. 66 heavy through Manassas, already pushing slow, went to Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and into Falls Church. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any early clouds giving way to mostly sunny skies for the afternoon as we get up to around 88. We are clear tonight, overnight low around 70, but hot tomorrow with low to mid-90s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Herndon, 70 in Bethesda, 70 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. The theory that Hillary Clinton has a body double is cracking up the internet. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07. You're listening to WMAL, getting your Tuesday off the right way. Coming up at 7:05, how about we check in with the doctor, Dr. Mark Siegel, going to give us his observations of Hillary Clinton's behaviors and what it might mean in terms of her overall health. 7:35, Trevor Mattis to talk about the Redskins' overall lack of health. 8:05, Representative Jim Jordan on the Oversight Committee, continuing his investigation into the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email case. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow, CNBC. That's a lot of stuff this morning.
Sure is.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, here's a question for you. Is it time to ditch the media when it comes to these upcoming debates and not have a moderator? I'd like to know what you think about that. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I mean, all the polls show that there is only one thing that you hate more than politicians, and that's the press. So why don't we do away with moderators and have a moderatorless debate? It is something that is being proposed by, of all people, Donald Trump. Here's what he had to say about it.
They're saying about how Matt Lauer was nice to try. He wasn't nice to me. He was tough on me. He gave me tough. I answered him better than she did. The fact is that they're gaming the system. And I think maybe we should have no moderator. Let Hillary and I sit there and just debate. Because I think the system is being rigged, so it's going to be a very unfair debate. And I can see it happening right now, because everyone's saying that he was soft on Trump. Well, now the new person's going to try and be really hard on Trump just to show, you know, the establishment what he can do. So I think it's very unfair what they're doing. So I think we should have a debate with no moderator, just Hillary and I sitting there talking.
Well, there you have it. Is it time for let these two candidates go mano a mano and get rid of a moderator? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I guess it would be pretty interesting just to have them come in and sit down and say, okay, Donald, I'd like to talk to you about this. He'd say, Hillary, I'd like to talk to you about this, and just let it go for. But I think it's too unstructured. I mean, I think you need some kind of agreed format that you would follow. And for me, the job of the moderator, the most important job, and sometimes the moderators step beyond this role, but for me, the job of the moderator is basically just to be the traffic cop, to make sure that, you know, one side doesn't become, dominate the other, that one side does not, take over all of the time or filibuster, and that there's sort of a timekeeper. To me, that's the most important job of the moderator. Moderator doesn't have to get actively involved in a lot of things other than just passing along new topics and making sure that you keep to the clock. That seems to me the role of a moderator. I don't know how it works without it. It's an interesting idea, but I need to know more about how the thing would be structured. And do you just sit down and start talking? Would that work? I don't know. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Give us your thoughts. Is it time to ditch the moderator, as Donald Trump suggests?
Well, you started out by saying, should we ditch the media? I've been wanting to do that for a long time. If you want to have a moderator, I don't understand why it has to be some anchor from a network or cable news show. I don't understand why that tradition began. You don't. Why are journalists the only ones that are qualified to be moderators? But let's set that aside for a moment. Because, sure, we want to ditch the media. But I love the idea of dropping a moderator completely. Because you just said something, Brian, and it was sort of, you know, it was stealthily included in your description of what a moderator does.
Well, that's what I am. I'm stealthy.
You said, you know what, a moderator's just there to sort of be the traffic cop.
Should be.
Right.
There.
Keep the time and, you know, throw out topics and da-da-da. Hold on a minute. Step on the brakes for a second. Why is it the moderator's appointed role to determine the topics and the framing of those topics that our presidential candidates must then discuss in this very critical conversation they're having before the American people about who's going to be the next president? Because the moderator's power there cannot be overstated. They pick not only what the candidates will have to answer to, but how the question itself is framed for those candidates.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ideal situation would be, if we had a moderator, that they would be completely unbiased and be completely fair and play the entire thing right down the middle and not show any preference to one candidate or the other, right? Would you agree with that?
In a perfect world,
yeah.
Yes.
Who can do that? Honestly, who can do that? Nobody can do that. I love this idea. You want to know what the framework would be? Listen, the smarter people than I can come up with it, but I'll throw one out there right now. All right, the candidates have three debates. Each one is going to be on a different realm of topics. Okay, this one's on foreign policy, this one's on the economy, and this one's on social issues. Okay,
okay.
There you go. And then each candidate has 5 minutes to state a position and pose a question to their opponent. Their opponent then has 5 minutes to respond. And then they can have an open conversation going back and forth. How do you keep the time? Gee, I don't know. You can have a clock and then have a bell go off when the time is up. You don't need a person sitting there. Also, by the way, listen, will somebody violate the rules of the debate? Sure. Let that be part of what the voters observe. And if they think that one of the candidates is unfair and breaks the rules, then they'll take that into account as well. The final reason that I love this, this play by Donald Trump is this. We're told that Hillary Clinton is the smartest, most experienced, most amazing candidate for president. She is the most intelligent, most prepared. No one has been as prepared to be president.
We've heard that, yes.
Than any human being in the history of our planet.
That's right.
So why shouldn't she be willing to do this? I mean, she has been in debate. She knows the topics. She knows everything off the top of her head. She should take Donald Trump on this in a second. She should say, "You betcha. Sure, I don't need this. Are you kidding? I've been in public life since I gave my commencement address at Wellesley. I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm read up." Why doesn't she?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she take Donald Trump up on this?
Well, she may, but she hasn't yet.
She won't, because she knows that the format with the moderator plays into her strengths.
Her strength,
because
right.
The moderator
will be pulling for her.
Yep.
All right, the phone lines we go. Matt in D.C., what do you think? Is it time to have a debate without a moderator, as Donald Trump suggests?
Good morning. No, I think that a debate without a moderator between Clinton and Trump would be like watching two monkeys in the zoo flinging poo at each other.
Why do you say that, Matt?
Because, I mean, we've seen them debate, you know, we've seen Hillary debate with Bernie, we've seen Trump debate with everybody else. Everybody talks over each other. Nobody can get a point in edgewise. People go over their time. The personalities of both candidates are such that it would just be a free for all.
It's interesting, you know, Matt. You've called in before here on Mornings on the Mall, right? I mean, I think you're
yes,
one of our loyal listeners.
You know,
yes, I am.
Brian and I engage in a four-hour debate every morning on all of the topics that are important to our country, and we often involve our callers, you, our listeners, who will call in and engage in that debate. How do we do it without a moderator?
Well, I think you have the people who are calling in are not running for the highest office in the land, aren't full of all of the ego that that sort of thing entails.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, you should come into our studio one day, Matt. Yeah. But listen, I appreciate what you're saying. You're right. The stakes are higher. But I think in a way, without having the moderator, it actually forces them to be on better behavior.
To behave themselves.
But I love this idea.
Well, that's interesting. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead on this. Is it time to ditch the moderator and just go mano-a-mano in the coming debates?
Or mano-a-fimano.
Well, whatever.
In this case.
Hand-to-hand is what that means.
Oh, that was man-to-man.
No, I think is it?
We'll look that up.
I'll look it up. Well, anyway, we'll have that answer when we come back from this right now, 6:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. They're 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. All right, Maryland Beltway commuters topside. Here's where we have the struggle. Tough point here with the accident on the outer loop of the Beltway as you try to get from College Park and over toward Bethesda. Outer loop, the crash between Georgia Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. It's come around that big curve. And right now, authorities arriving to the scene trying to sort out the details. Looks like they're letting the left shoulder occasionally get by. Again, this fire and rescue units just getting up to the scene of this crash. On 270, the struggle is getting to 270 because of the accident. 70 eastbound at 270. Watch for police there. And then once you get on 270, Urbana off and on down to Clarksburg with the slowdown. 66, it's been about the volume. Same story with 95 in Aquia and in Woodbridge, just the volume. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's going to be sunny today, a high of 88. Actually, a pretty nice day. Clear skies tonight, 70. Tomorrow, Wednesday, hot day, around 98 degrees. Thursday and Friday in the 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 71. Traffic and weather brought to you by the New Homes Guide.
Looking for a new home? Get New Homes Guide. You'll see every builder and new home community. The area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. Don't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at Harris Teeter locations and newhomesguide.com.
All right, just for can I have the ruling from the judges?
It is hand-to-hand. You are correct. So let me...
Excuse me.
You are correct.
Was that... Well, that's so
you
nice
are correct.
Of me to say.
So instead, but in this case, let me just say, instead of mano a mano, it would be mano a gata, which is hand to claw.
Okay, thank you. All right, so here's the question. Donald Trump has said it's time for no moderator.
So I think we should have a debate with no moderator, just Hillary and I sitting there talking.
What do you think about that idea? Is this a good idea? Could it work? Is it time to get rid of the moderator and just let him sit down and go at it tooth and claw? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Sharon in Hyattsville, you're up with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian and Larry. I think it's an excellent idea because most moderators are so biased. And you know they're going to ask Hillary Clinton the little easy questions and they're going to be harder on Donald Trump. It's just going to be another Candy Crowley, Mitt Romney moment, I think.
Yeah.
You know, how she just actually answered for Obama.
Listen, Sharon, I agree with you. Listen, conservatives, Republicans are annoyed at Candy Crowley over the last debate. Democrats are now annoyed at Matt Lauer for his performance last week.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats are also crying that Chris Wallace shouldn't be a debate moderator because he has said that it's not a moderator's job to be a fact checker. Democrats are now saying that the moderator should be a fact checker. This one move solves everyone's concerns.
Yeah.
Conservatives will be happy because there won't be bias, and Democrats will be happy because, you know, they won't have somebody in there that they think is unbiased.
I mean, you could have like a Siri voice and a big screen. Ding! Read the question. And then they could just go at it, right?
Yeah.
Chris Wallace, he laid out the most reasonable platform, I think, that he wasn't going to get in it and try to, you know, do a lot of gotcha questions. He's just going to let them answer each other, just make sure they don't go over their time or something like that.
All right. Well,
I don't understand why, if we're choosing a president, we need to have some anchor there playing referee and playing moderator. We are adults. Don't you have adult political conversations and debates with people all day long in your life?
And sometimes they get out of control.
Sure they do. Sometimes they do. And guess what? The person who loses their temper, the person who lets it get out
loses,
of control,
in my mind, always,
loses the argument. And the American people know that instinctively.
Okay. How about Mike in Clarksburg? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Just want to say, what would be so hard about just getting microphones that turn on for 4 minutes, and then the other person's mic goes mute, and then the other person has 4 minutes?
Hey.
Problem solved.
Technology. There you go. Yeah. Your microphone will be shut off if you don't make your point in 4 minutes, and then you won't be, and they can't talk over the other person.
Well, that's an interesting idea. I don't know. It'd be very compelling television. I don't know.
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, just sitting at a table for an hour and a half with no potty breaks, Hillary, raising topics, and they get to raise the topics, and they get to frame the question and ask the person sitting across from them directly what they want to ask them.
Yeah, Chris in Manassas is sort of playing off my idea a moment ago about having Siri ask the question, or a Siri-like voice.
Oh, sure, get Apple involved. Yeah, tank.
No, I mean, have a computerized voice like Siri. Read the question. What do you think about that, Chris? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
You know, well, I think Siri, in a way, could be completely biased, but I think think about Watson, the supercomputer.
Yeah,
IBM
supercomputer, right.
Completely programmed to be non-biased. You can throw in where he does shut off the microphone cord, or he shuts off the microphone.
Yeah.
And, I think that'd be a great way to do it. You could have a computer sitting there asking questions.
I'm sorry, Hillary, you're lying again.
That's right.
I'm sorry,
right.
I can't do that, Hillary. You're going to have to speak to the topic.
I can't do that, Donald.
All right, guys, have a great day.
Hey, listen, Chris, thank you for that. It'd be like HAL 2000. I mean, that'd be Ryan in Maryland, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. What do you think?
Morning. I think the campaign managers from the opposing party should be the ones structured. Have both campaign managers out there asking the other side. That way you know all the hardest questions are getting asked.
Wow. That's an interesting
idea.
But
why would the campaign managers be better at that than the candidates themselves?
Because the candidates themselves need to be the ones just focusing on what they're going to answer with. Otherwise, it's like the other guy said, they're just going to be out there, two monkeys flinging poop at each other.
Well. So, I guess what you could do is you could have one candidate say, you know, do a coin toss at the beginning to find out who starts. One candidate says, I'll say it's Hillary. Donald, here's my question for you. And Donald has to answer it, and then she gets to rebut it. And then Donald gets to ask her a question.
Right.
And then she gets to rebut it.
Yeah.
He gets to rebut it, I mean. That might work. It could work.
Of course. I think it's a great idea.
622.
Schedule your annual heating system check now with McCarthy Home Services for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
You know, here's something that always works. Thompson Creek Windows, because, you know, they are actually, they're great windows, first of all. They're beautiful. They add to the value of your home when you put them in there. They save you money right off the bat. And here's one of the reasons why. People put Thompson Creek windows in there, and they say, man, that's a handsome window. But guess what? They also notice that their utility bills go down dramatically. I mean, it keeps the cool air in the summer and the warm air in the winter, and all of the weather stays on the outside. That is, after all, one of the purposes of a window. Let you see what's going on in the world without letting the world come inside. Isn't that right? Unless you want it to, then you just open up the window. Well, listen, Thompson Creek's got a big deal going on around. Right now is the time to get you a Thompson Creek window, because if you call right now, 855-57 Creek, you can get three windows. If you buy three windows, you get one window absolutely free. That's big, big money, and it's a no-brainer. Pick up the phone right now, 855-57-CREEK, 855-57-CREEK, to get Thompson Creek's lowest prices of the season. Buy three windows and get one free. Visit ThompsonCreek.com for details. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Home, sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
Stressed? Got aches and pains? Visit Vienna Massage Therapy.com for $20 off your first visit. Vienna Massage Therapy, not just your run-of-the-mill massage.
It is 6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltway, Maryland, Silver Spring, the crash out of the travel lanes. A little bit better news here. Outer loop between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Everything over to the right shoulder. So I'm glad they were able to release all of the lanes there. However, your delays continue starting at I-95 and right as you merge off in 95. So expect that volume with us for the rest part of the rush hour. On 270, heavy through Urbana down to Clarksburg. It's getting to 270. Crews are still working with the crash. I-70 eastbound right as you come up to 270. Right now, looks like they've stopped traffic. They were allowing one lane to get by just a few moments ago, but stopped as they try to move some of the vehicles around here. 66, heavy through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and through Falls Church. And DC 295, the pressure's on, coming off of 50 B-Dub down toward East Capitol Street. Traffic update brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue. Dickie's Barbecue, serving 7 classic sandwiches starting under $6.50. Your favorite meat smoked low and slow in a toasted brioche bun. Dickie's classic sandwiches from a real wood-burning pit, just like they've been doing at Dickie's since 1941. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front, for the most part, a dry frontal system moving through Wednesday night. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm then, but we will cool down some. Today, we'll see more and more sunshine, get up to 88. Clear tonight, low 70. Tomorrow, hot, low to mid-90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 71 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
They're saying about how Matt Lauer was nice to try. He wasn't nice to me. He was tough on me. He gave me tough. I answered him better than she did. The fact is that they're gaming the system. And I think maybe we should have no moderator. Let Hillary and I sit there and just debate.
Well, and what do you think about that idea into being proposed by Donald Trump? Are you ready to get rid of the moderator? Tony in Potomac, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't think that we've been seeing real debates anyway. I mean, it's some kind of a joke of a debate that we're actually given. If you go back, if you look at you know, what a real debate is, when a question is asked, one side answers a question, the other side answers a question, these turn into ridiculous clown fights because the moderators ask questions that are like clown questions. If you go back even to, I believe it was Chris Wallace, I think he was in the first debate, he asked a question about Trump's fixing the deficit and asked it in a mocking way about it being some sort of joke or comic or...
Yeah, I think that was the CNBC debate, actually, where those moderators got attacked. And, you're right, Tony.
And the debate became a joke, and, and Trump turns around and says, you know, that's an insulting way to ask the question.
Yep.
So
I agree,
we're
Tony.
Being given some fake way, and they're all after that gotcha moment.
So take the third personality out of it. Just let the two personalities that are running for office just go at it.
From the beginning, the moderators have been part of the controversy around these debates. Why not remove them?
It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Coming up in just a moment, Hillary's health. What do you think Democrats should do now? We'll talk about this. And coming up, we're going to have you talking to Trevor Maddich a little bit later this morning about how the Redskins fared last night, which was not well. It's all straight ahead. Right now, 6:30, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington.
A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Long Fence. An embarrassing season-opening loss for the Redskins at FedEx Field last night as they lose to the Steelers 38-16. Coach Jay Gruden says they'll have to learn from this.
Steelers have been consistently good for a long time, and that's what we're trying to do, and we thought we were ready to compete. We competed there for a while, didn't make some plays, and they made the plays.
Next up, the Skins take on the Cowboys at home next Sunday. Hillary Clinton is acknowledging that she and her staff could have been more forthcoming about her pneumonia diagnosis.
Few people on our campaign staff actually knew about it, which made it more difficult for them to react after she became ill at that 9/11 ceremony. The campaign has been trying to walk a fine line, avoiding feeding the conspiracy theories about her health, but sharing critical information with voters that they would surely understand.
Correspondent Jeff Zeleny. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has not been hitting Clinton hard on her health, choosing instead to keep hammering her on her basket of deplorables remarks.
The Trump campaign, they are trying to keep the spotlight focused squarely on Hillary Clinton's gaffe. Trump elevating this really one step farther. Last night at his rally, he called up a group of supporters on the stage to give testimonials as to why they think they are not deplorable.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Metro is set to embark on its longest SafeTrack surge yet, even as there are questions about the quality of their work that's been done so far. Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says there will always be issues with any construction project.
The vast majority of that work is very good. There are some issues, but that's why we have two layers of in effect inspectors, making sure that we get right on top of that as well.
And Wiedefeld says he's happy the Metro employees are actually finally speaking up about problems they see. Starting in November, Arlington National Cemetery is stepping up security. Vehicle access will now require presenting a government-issued photo ID, such as a driver's license or passport. Pedestrian visitors will be subject to additional screening as well. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,325. The NASDAQ at 52-12. Sports, the Redskins lose the season opener to Pittsburgh. San Francisco gets a win over L.A. Baseball, the Nationals cruise to a win over the Mets. The O's fall to the Red Sox. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Why does summer have to end?
What's wrong with fall?
Winter comes right after.
Well, then we'll just have to extend summer, which means fixing up the yard so we can spend more time outside, am I right?
Yes, and I just heard Long Fence is offering 25% off all fences, decks, and pavers.
Great! We'll take one of each.
Fall, here we come.
Right now, all fences, decks, and pavers are 25% off and financing available for qualified buyers. Visit longfence.com today.
Everything we build makes a difference.
The World Poker Tour is back, and only at Live Casino. Get ready for 11 events and over $2 million in prizes from September 23rd through October 5th. The main event starts October 1st, so bring your best poker face and get ready to win big. Become the next World Poker Tour Maryland champion only at Live Casino. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. inspires a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Easy as pie. Down the tubes. We have some interesting phrases that pepper our language.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Like that sage advice, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me clarify something. To keep something from breaking, you got to take care of it. Heating and air conditioning systems are complex machines. And at Snell Heating and Air, we're the company that's famous for helping you get the most life out of that complex system. And my stand-up guys are front and center, ready to assist 777. That means you can call on Snell 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. 7 days a week with no overtime charges. That goes for quick repairs or regular service calls. So yeah, if it ain't broke, at least keep it maintained. And Snell can sure help you out with that. Peace of mind is a piece of cake with the stand-up guys at Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound. The crash south of Middlebrook Road. Do watch. They're trying to get that confined over to the shoulder, but we're really slamming on the brakes here as we try to push south on 270 to get you past this crash. Getting to 270, they've released the left lane again on 70. This is this long-standing crash. I-70 eastbound. Right as you come up to 270, again, slowly getting through there. Once you get on to 270, your first set of delays will be Urbana to get you down toward Hyattstown. Then we have the crash south of 118. Outer loop of the Beltway, Maryland, just as you come off of George Avenue before Connecticut Avenue, crash confined to the shoulder, heavy as you come around from 95. Heading around the Beltway, outer loop at 214, Central Avenue, slowing, crash activity. Again, trying to get that one to the shoulder as well. And for Virginia, 395. Here we come off the Beltway through Landmark and again at the 14th Street Bridge with the stop and go. Route 7 east as you come off of the toll road at Tyco Road for the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front, for the most part a dry frontal system moving through Wednesday night. Could see a stray shower or thunderstorm then, but we will cool down some. Today we'll see more and more sunshine, get up to 88. Clear tonight, low 70. Tomorrow hot, low to mid 90s. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 70 in Arlington, 63 in Rockville, 70 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 705, Dr. Mark Siegel will join us to talk about Hillary's health. Trevor Manich on the health of the Redskins. Yeah. 805, Representative Jim Jordan asking some tough questions about the FBI's investigation into Hillary's email server. And at 835, Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
So you're a Democrat. You put all your money and time and energy into Hillary Clinton. You are with her. And then suddenly you see what happened at the 9/11 event on Sunday. You see how her campaign handled it and mishandled it. And now you're starting to worry and you look around and all you got apparently on the national stage is this guy.
I know we're just thinking about Hillary. She and I communicated pretty quickly yesterday, and I was struck by how immediate and responsive she was to me, but also how chatty and funny she was. She knew what I was doing yesterday was varied with debate prep briefings, and she was kind of joking around with me about how unpleasant my day was going to be with that.
There you go. Tim Kaine there, Senator from Virginia and the vice presidential nominee, says that he was struck by how responsive she was, and she was chatty and funny. All right, so Tim Kaine, is that the solution? Democrats in this town, according to many sources within the Democratic Party and the hierarchy of the Democratic establishment, are saying that they are looking for a contingency plan just in case. And that's kind of a smart thing to do, isn't it? So, what do you think the contingency plan for the Democrats should be? 888-630-9625-888-630-WMAL. Is Tim Kaine the solution? I don't think so, not for a national ticket. Maybe they tap Joe Biden, the current vice president, to step in and be the nominee if they had to. And again, we're just asking what the contingency plan should be. Cokie Roberts yesterday on NPR, she's a pretty well-placed Democrat, and she, I'm sorry, member of the media. And she says
it's taking her off of the campaign trail, canceling her trip to California
today.
Right. It has them very nervously beginning to whisper about having her step aside and finding another candidate.
So who should it be? Who should be the replacement candidate? 888-630-WMAL. I think Biden's their only choice.
I would have to say that would be the logical choice. I think that that's who they'd have to turn to, because he's the only person of any stature in the Democratic Party who could be available to run. I mean, Barack Obama can't run again. So, yeah. I mean, who else is there that just stands out on the national stage?
John Kerry.
Yeah, he's reporting for duty.
Bernie Sanders. He came in second. Why shouldn't he get it?
Yeah, well,
he came within a whisker of the number of delegates.
He could certainly make that case. I don't think that they would do that. I mean, I know that there are contingency plans. They're not often talked about, but each of them has, each party has contingency plans about what they would do in a situation. Look, I honestly do believe this. If she gets on a national stage and this happens again, they're going to have to make this decision. They're going to have the conversation. And so
they're having the conversation now.
But I mean, they're going to have to do it in a serious way. They're going to have to actually maybe perhaps move to do something. So I guess you got to have a plan. I mean, you know, they say have a plan in your back pocket. Yeah. And if you need it, you got it. If you don't need it, then fine. I think they probably are having these conversations. And I think you're right. The only guy that comes to mind, that leaps to mind as a Democrat who has the national stature to run for the office would be Joe Biden.
Yeah. By the way,
went to Delaware yesterday to cast his ballot.
Yeah,
cast his absentee ballot.
Did he write in his own name?
I don't know.
Former DNC chairman under Bill Clinton, by the way, during the Bill Clinton presidency, Don Fowler said, "I'm quoting him now. Now is the time for all good political leaders to come to the aid of their party," and specifically said, "Come on, we got to have a plan to move forward just in case something happens." So what should the plan be if you were a Democrat? And by the way, if you're wondering about how this occurs, this is the epitome of a smoke-filled room. The DNC chairperson and the executive committee, they all get together in a conference and they decide. That's how it's done. They decide who is that based on all of my investigation and research, that's what the rules are in the Democratic Party if for some reason a candidate can't go forward at this juncture. Now, there are different rules if it happens after the election but before the Electoral College.
Right.
And then there are different rules after the Electoral College but before the inauguration. But if it were to happen now, what should the plan be? 888-630-WMAL, Mike in Damascus, you're on WMAL. What do you think, Mike?
My question is this. If Hillary can't proceed, God forbid, what happens to in our early voting that we do now, and those votes that may have been cast for her? Where do they go?
They stay with her. I mean, you'll remember, candidates have died before after the ballots have already been set up.
Right.
In fact, there's a story just today out of the state of New York for a state assemblyman.
Absolutely.
State assemblyman, a Republican running for the state assembly up there in the Empire State, and he has now passed away. And the Republican Party is saying, just vote for him, guys. Vote for him. Claire McCaskill became a senator because of this. Remember, didn't her husband die before Election Day? And so they voted for him. And then because of the rules of that state, she took him. But on a federal level, it's a little bit different. And on a federal level, the party can actually choose. Thanks for the call, though, Mike.
Yeah. What about Bruce in Damascus? Bruce, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. What do you think?
Well, the rules under the Democrat Party are they can choose any active Democrat.
Right.
Michelle Maybelle Obama.
Oh, you're with her, huh?
No, not really. I'd rather not.
Well, that's an interesting idea.
Oh,
because,
man.
I mean, she's young. She would have...
She represents four more years of Obama.
Yeah, she would have 4 more years of Obama. It would invigorate the African-American vote, which I'm hearing among people who are out there talking to people in the African-American community. They're not enthusiastic about Hillary at all. So that would bring them back to the table in a big way. Yeah, I mean, and not only that, she has a high popularity rating. I mean, people generally like her.
And she has absolutely no experience, right? Yeah. Well, I guess neither does a Republican nominee.
Yeah.
All right.
Neither did Barack Obama, but that didn't stop him.
More of your calls on this. Stay on the line. You want to get in. What should the plan B be for the Dems? It's 6:44.
Does your old heating and air conditioning system need to be replaced? Call ARS Rescue Router. Right now, we're offering up to $1,450 off on new system purchases or no interest, no payments for a year. Call ARS Rescue Router today for a no-cost, no-obligation estimate. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
So the kids are back to school. How about getting your house back to clean? Well, you can do it with Zero Res. Zero Res, that's the company I use to clean my carpets, my upholstery. They're ready to help you. They left my carpets looking brand new, smelling clean, feeling soft. And if you clean your carpets now or anything else in your home with Zero Res, that clean is going to last through the holidays. Zero Res is just that good. If you suffer from allergies, Zero Res is going to get rid of all the stuff in your carpets making your eyes water. It's going to make a huge difference in your life. And Zero Res always guarantees their work. Lewis and his whole crew, they are the best. Zero Res also does a great job on hardwood floors, tile, grout, restores them to their like-new condition. In other words, Zero Res can clean anything that needs cleaning in your home, just about anything. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is now 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway. Better news is the crash on the shoulder now. Outer loop at 214 Central Avenue. So patience as you come around that stretch of the Beltway through Largo. You'll hit the next set of delays after you pass Greenbelt into College Park now. From near Route 1 around to George Avenue where the crash sits on the right shoulder. That's just after the exit for George Avenue. 270 southbound, the accident south of 118. That was blocking the right side. Now the problemo with this long-standing crash on I-70 eastbound trying to get into Frederick is that multiple cars were involved there, so they've been waiting on multiple tow trucks to get them out of there. So 70 eastbound, slowly getting by the crash, heading toward 270. On Route 7 in Tysons, just as you come off of the toll road, watch for the crash at Tyco Road. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm temperatures today. We get up to 88. We'll work in more and more sunshine. Clear tonight, overnight low around 70. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and hot. We'll get up to the low to mid-90s, and we'll drop it down to 80 for the high on Thursday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees. It is now 6:46.
Hair loss, the confidence killer at the Giannotto Clinic. We'll give it back, your confidence and your hair. Dr. Giannotto and the Giannotto Clinic can restore your hair quickly and painlessly. Get your hair back. 703-556-HAIR.
Have they earned the benefit of the doubt, the Clintons?
No, and, you know, I agree with David Axelrod, who said it isn't about the health, it's about the stealth. The health issue this week is a perfect microcosm of why she has problems.
That delightful voice belongs to Maureen Dowd of the New York Times. Maureen Dowd appearing on Fox News last night, and she's a Democrat, and she's laying out exactly what Democrats are thinking right now, is that, listen, the health is an issue, but there's also a problem with how she handled this. Democrats are finally starting to realize that maybe the Clintons aren't really fully truthful about everything that's going on in their lives.
Transparency, it is not their force, it's not their strong suit.
By the way, to that end, Bill Clinton yesterday with Charlie Rose tried to help matters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's trying to downplay all this. He'd said two things. First, he said, you know, apparently this pneumonia, I've got a friend who's got it, he's in the hospital, this is something that's going around. So, you know, a lot of people on the campaign have gotten sick.
Wait.
Yeah.
It's not supposed to be contagious.
Exactly.
The version she has is not contagious.
Yeah. So
how did she catch it?
That's Bill Clinton helping matters.
Thank you, Bill.
Oh, this is something that's going around. And at the exact same time, they were told it's not contagious. But then he said this, and get this, because CBS News, for some reason, they don't have the full quote, but they printed it in their article. I'm reading the CBS News article. He says, listen, well, if it is, it's a mystery to me and all of her doctors, because frequently, well, not frequently... and then says this.
Rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened to her when she just got severely dehydrated.
So again,
is it frequently or rarely? Which is it?
Well, this is fantastic because Bill Clinton's trying to help, right? So what is this again?
Rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened.
Frequently, not frequently, rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same thing is
happening. Rarely, but on more than one occasion.
Right.
That is a lawyer answer if I ever heard one.
And they're stuck here, Brian. Think about it. Because if it is rare, if this doesn't happen, then they should have gone right to the hospital.
Yeah. It happened in 2005. It happened in 2012. And it happened the other day.
So if it happens frequently or on more than one occasion, then maybe there's something more going on. Because how many times has she had pneumonia? This happens, you know, just when she has pneumonia or when she has. So they're stuck. They're trying to help, but they're not helping. And that's why Democrats are scrambling today. And our question
is,
what should plan B be? How about Howard in Manassas? You're on WMAO. Hey, Howard.
Good morning. So what they should do is put Sarah Palin in, but what they will do is put in Joe Biden.
Yeah.
And I am just insulted constantly how dumb they think we are. I mean, honestly, it doesn't matter what they tell us now on any kind of doctor report. Why would we believe anything? And what kind of feel-good doctor did she get back in that apartment? You don't get rehydrated in an hour and a half and come out.
Wait, are you saying they're insulting your intelligence by not telling you the full truth? I mean, listen to them.
Rarely, but on more than one occasion over the last many, many years, the same sort of things happened to her.
It's 6:50 on WMA.
Have you outgrown your timeshare? You bought it back when the kids were young. It was your big family vacation, and you have some great memories. Well, now the kids have left the nest, and they have families of their own. You realize you're not spending your vacations at the timeshare anymore. You're spending them traveling to see the grandkids. Even though you're not using the timeshare, you're still paying for it. So, you tried to sell it. That didn't work. You thought about donating it, but you really don't want to do that to a charity you care about. And now you just feel stuck. You're not stuck. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out of your timeshare. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the industry. They negotiate with the resorts and get them to take the contract back. Go to TimeshareExitTeam.com, see the reviews, and schedule your free in-person consultation. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee. They'll get you out or give you a complete refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through September, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide.
The Window Man can.
See us for saving details.
All right, it's time to see how your money's doing. And it's been, these are interesting times now in money news. Chuck Kamlick is standing by at the news desk at CNBC. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning. Sing along with me now. Roller coaster.
Yeah, I noticed that. Yeah. Up and down, up and down.
Down Friday, 350 points. Up yesterday, 239. We're going to be down about 115 at the open this morning. The good news for the next week, not one single member of the Federal Reserve will talk about interest rates, not before they decide whether to raise them or not a week from tomorrow. More outrage over Wells Fargo's practice of signing up customers for millions of new accounts without their knowledge. Adding fuel to that fire, reports that the executive in charge of that operation left the bank with a golden parachute of $124 million. The NCAA pulling 7 postseason games out of North Carolina because of that transgender bathroom law. One official there estimates the law has cost the state $100 million so far in lost business. General Motors says its new all-electric Chevy Bolt will go 238 miles on a single charge. That's 28 miles more than Tesla's Model S, and at half the price, just $30,000 after a federal tax credit. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
It is now 6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Tammy Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 southbound as you pass 118. That's the scene of where they're dealing with a medical emergency. So heavy through that stretch coming out of Clarksburg. Again, past 118. 270 getting there. That's the problem on I-70 eastbound. The multiple cars involved in this crash. Still waiting on additional tow trucks. Eastbound 70 at 270. Stay left to get by with big delays through there. Still Beltway crash activity on the shoulder. Still a little bit to check it out and distract you. Outer loop right as you pass Georgia Avenue, but lanes are open. And lanes are open on the Virginia Beltway through Annandale Tyson. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Currently, it's looking like it's going to be a really nice day. A high of 88 degrees tonight. 70, clear skies, very pleasant. Wednesday, tomorrow's going to be a hot day, mid-90s, mostly sunny. Thursday, sunny in the high 80s. And Friday, partly cloudy, somewhere around 80 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, 71 degrees on WMAL.
You always make me laugh. I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
For Washington comes to talk.
I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. Our price will always be competitive. The real difference is quality, and New Look is a quality leader. Call us for an estimate on your new roof and see why 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again. Call 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Dick Morris says Trump can defeat Hillary, but he must fight back. In his runaway New York Times bestseller, Armageddon, How Trump Can Defeat Hillary, Morris reveals a winning plan. Morris knew Hillary for 20 years. In Armageddon, he reveals her darkest secrets. Now, Trump must expose these secrets. Newsmax calls Armageddon the most explosive book of the campaign. Armageddon. At bookstores everywhere. Or get Newsmax's free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to Newsmax2016.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
I'm no doctor, but I did sleep in a Holiday Inn Express recently. If you're diagnosed with pneumonia, best to follow the doctor's orders, take a few days of downtime. The Clinton campaign decided that they wouldn't follow the doctor's recommendation to get some rest and went so far as to lie to the public about Clinton's diagnosis. The public will debate the health issues for sure, but but the trustworthiness issue is the one to watch. Back in June, a whopping 67% of Americans thought Hillary Clinton wasn't trustworthy. And this week, well, here we go again. The campaign would have done well to announce the diagnosis and have the candidate take a couple of days off. But no, a scheme to hide it was cooked up. If you can't tell the truth about pneumonia, what can you tell the truth about? It reminds people of all the bad things they think about politics and politicians. And for the country, makes you feel a little sick. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episode tonight, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Coming up on WMAL.
Should we believe Hillary Clinton has pneumonia? If she does, is she behaving like a patient should, or could this be something else? We'll ask Dr. Mark Siegel.
And Trevor Maddich will tell us what went horribly wrong last night with the Redskins. It's all coming up right here on WMAL.
WMAL-FM.